In the meantime, our Washington correspondent Gayane Chuchukan has been getting reaction from the U.S. State Department to Russia's latest humanitarian initiative inside Aleppo.
The U.S. State Department did not sound optimistic about the humanitarian pause announced by Russia for eastern Aleppo.
I guess we'll see. There is actually an eight-hour pause and the unremitting suffering of the people of Aleppo. That would be a good thing. But frankly, it's a bit too little too late.
One of the things that's in Russia's latest announcement is a call on the rebels and al-Nusra fighters to remove mines and other hazards at humanitarian corridors to allow civilians to leave. The statement says shelter and medical help are guaranteed for all civilians fleeing eastern Aleppo. Last week, when I asked the State Department's John Kirby about the people trying to leave eastern Aleppo, he said they shouldn't have to leave.
They shouldn't have to leave, and they shouldn't be being bombed by their own government and by the Russian military.
Today, as the U.S. is helping Iraqi forces retake Mosul, the U.N. and the Red Cross say they're preparing for hundreds of thousands of refugees fleeing the battle for Mosul. With this, I asked the State Department whether they thought civilians in Mosul shouldn't have to leave.
This is a major military offensive. It's going to take a lot of time. I think we recognize that citizens are going to be and civilians are going to be displaced. We've seen this before elsewhere in Iraq, and we're trying to learn from those past efforts. And by we, I mean collectively, not just the United States, and how to mitigate some of those effects. This displacement that's somewhat inevitable in an operation of this scale.
So when it comes to Russian and Syrian military operations in eastern Aleppo, the State Department says civilians shouldn't have to leave. When it comes to operations backed by the U.S. in Iraq's Mosul, the State Department says the displacement of civilians is, quote-unquote, somewhat inevitable.
The Red Cross said the operation in Mosul will create up to 1 million more displaced civilians.